Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. And it shall be Levon.
And it shall be a good man. So Elton brings us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jim Alampi is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of Alampi & Associates, author of Great to Excellent, It's the Execution. And Jim, the book's available wherever books are sold, right?
Everything, e-reader, Amazon, all nine yards.
All that stuff. So check that out. Jim is a CEO coach extraordinaire, an outstanding consultant to companies just like yours and mine. Give us that website again, Jim.
www.theexecutionmaximizer.com.
All right, so check it out there, folks. An article a month in Entrepreneur Magazine, too, right? Entrepreneur.com, I'm sure, and you can find some of the things that Jim writes. Jim, one of the things that we've discussed over the years on the show is how do you define an asset in a company? How do you define the critical mass of a company? Is it the buildings? Is it the equipment? Is it the rolling stock? Is it the inventory? And over the years we've had discussions about the people, about the assets that are the people that don't necessarily show up on the balance sheet. You have a different way of looking at that, don't you?
I sure do, and it's sort of radical. You know, as you and I would agree, the GAAP accounting principles say and define what people actually can put on their balance sheet. So as you say, property, plant, and equipment, and before companies go out and spend money on investing in those kind of things, they usually have to have a business plan or a business case, and they usually have to project what the return on that investment is going to be. And if they're not getting that return in some period of time, they hopefully do a course correction and do something different. The one thing we've left out of that equation under GAAP principles is our people. Now, where do people show up in companies? They show up on the income statement mm-hmm. as an expense.
And under payroll.
Exactly. And I think if we would think about people, even if we can't literally put them on the balance sheet, if we think about people as an asset upon which there ought to be a return, then it would change dramatically the way we look at when we add people, when we remove people, how we work with people.
And when some people switch from being an asset to a liability.
No question. And one of the only guarantees in business that you and I would know from all of our years doing it is the one thing you can count on, jobs always outgrow people.
Yep.
The people that got you here won't be able to get you there. And it doesn't
say that
make them bad people. The people who get you here may not be able to get you there, whatever the next level is.
And that's never, and unfortunately, and sometimes it's a sad situation. Unfortunately, in these days, that is more true than ever before.
It is, and I think we have a responsibility with those people that where a job has outgrown them. We have a responsibility to try to find them another seat on our bus, but it's mm-hmm. a hard thing to do. A lot of times their ego gets in the way.
We also have a responsibility to give them the opportunity to grow, too, though. Not just to move, but to grow in advance. Don't wait till the last minute to tell them they're not qualified. You need to be bringing them along. And if they resist, then you got to do something else. But if they try to learn and make adjustments, then you got something to work with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There shouldn't be any surprises in terms of people getting feedback. There ought to be coachable moments all year long in terms of giving them feedback in terms of how they're doing.
Right. Yeah, we're experiencing that with hiring people to work with us and seeing the generational issues and some of the technology, and we see this a lot. So all right, so how do we do this? How do we connect the people with a balance sheet?
One of the things that tells me a lot about a company is how hard is it to add a new position, a new employee. In many companies, it's just anecdotal. You know, the head of that department walks into the CEO and says, hey, we're overloaded, we've got too much work to do, and I need another person. And the CEO immediately just says, yeah, okay, fine, let's go hire one. That just scares the devil out of me. I mean, people are an important resource and an asset. There ought to have to be a business case. Somebody ought to have to sit down and project, what are we going to get from adding that position, how much increased revenue or reduced cost or increased profit. And then we ought to do a really good in-depth top grading hire to make sure we're finding the A player for that job. And then if we're not getting the return that we projected in 6 months or 9 months or a year, whatever, then we ought to do a course correction. We shouldn't just sit there and say, I can fix this if I just have long enough. No, fail fast and move on, and let's make sure we're constantly putting the right people in the right places to get what's done for the company.
Well said. And this, but this is getting harder to do, isn't it? As the marketplace moves faster, as changes, as the compression of time between the model we're working on and the one we're moving toward, as the compression puts those changes closer together, the velocity of change, that's getting harder to do this, isn't it?
You know, 15 years ago, Jim, everybody projected that the toughest thing companies were going to face in the future was finding talent. And I heard lots of CEOs sort of poo-poo that, oh, no, there's plenty of people around. In the last survey that was done by one of the large CEO peer group organizations, 57% of the CEOs who responded to the survey said their number one problem was finding talent.
My own polling of my audience tells us this, almost the same thing. And here's another statistic. We got probably 12, 13 million people unemployed or underemployed in America today. There's probably 3 or 4 million jobs going wanting because there's no qualified employees.
Absolutely.
No qualified applicants. We're upside down, aren't we? It's a unique situation, I think, right now. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks. Good to talk to you, Jim.
Jim Alampi, A-L-A-M-P-I. The book is called Great to Excellent. We'll get Jim back another day. Right now, I got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.